Welcome to The Randy Report. I'm Randy Slavacek, your host. I'm also the writer and editor of therandyreport.com, where you can find me every single day on the internet reporting on the daily news cycle in terms of politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. And I'm proud to share that I've been honored by the GLAAD Media Awards this year with a nomination for Outstanding Blog. In this week's headlines, lawmakers in Thailand overwhelmingly approved a marriage equality bill. Congress finally passed its spending bill, but Republicans slipped in a provision banning pride flags. Ricky Martin stars in a new Apple TV Plus limited series, Palm Royale, and we observe the annual Transgender Day of Visibility. All that and more in this episode of The Randy Report. As I'm recording this, the world is observing Transgender Day of Visibility, an annual event recognized every March 31st that celebrates transgender people and raises awareness of the discrimination and challenges they face. Focused on empowering and highlighting the achievements and contributions of the transgender community, it's an opportunity to recognize and honor the diversity of gender identities and expression, as well as to advocate for equal rights and protections for transgender individuals. To highlight that last point, I'll note that the website The Trans Legislation Tracker has tallied 533 anti-transgender bills introduced in the United States so far in 2024. Of those, 16 have become law and 430 are still actively being considered. Additionally, 87 anti-trans bills passed in 2023, more than three times the number that passed the year before, according to the tracker. Earlier this week, President Joe Biden issued a presidential proclamation affirming that, quote, transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. Whether serving their communities or in the military, raising families, or running businesses, they help America thrive. They deserve and are entitled to the same rights and freedoms as every other American, including the most fundamental freedom to be their true selves. Today we send a message to all transgender Americans. You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. You belong. You are America. And my entire administration and I have your back. Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament have approved a bill that would legalize same-sex marriage. The country would be the first in Southeast Asia to fully embrace marriage equality. The legislation was approved by 400 of the 415 members of the House of Representatives in attendance. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes in the lower house, and then moves on to the King for royal endorsement. The bill amends the Civil and Commercial Code to change the words men and women and husband and wife to individuals and marriage partners. It would open up access to full legal, financial, and medical rights for LGBTQ couples. One LGBTQ activist told Reuters the passing of the bill is a huge step forward, but there were some unresolved issues. For example, the LGBTQ advocates who were on the parliamentary committee during the bill's debate pushed unsuccessfully for the terms father and mother to be changed to the gender-neutral parent in references to the family unit to avoid complications in issues such as adoption. But Thailand has long been viewed as among the more progressive in regards to LGBTQ equality on the continent, with laws in place banning discrimination on the basis of both sexual orientation and gender identity, and permitting queer people to serve openly in the armed forces. Recent polling shows that 73% of the country supports the freedom to marry, 77% are in favor of same-sex adoptions, and 84% oppose anti-transgender discrimination. Higher numbers, then in the United States. Taiwan became the first nation in Asia to recognize same-sex unions in 2019, followed by Nepal in 2023. The White House slammed Republicans in the House of Representatives for slipping an anti-LGBTQ provision into the omnibus spending bill passed by Congress last week. Even though 50 anti-LGBTQ amendments that Republicans had tried to force into the government funding bill were defeated, a provision to ban pride flags from flying over U.S. embassies did make it into the final language. President Biden signed the spending bill into law, saying it keeps the government open, but he noted that neither side got everything it wanted. He also denounced those House Republicans for using the budget process to target LGBTQ Americans in a statement which read in part, quote, "President Biden believes it was inappropriate to abuse the process that was essential to keeping the government open by including this policy targeting LGBTQI plus Americans. While it will have no impact on the ability of members of the LGBTQ community to serve openly in our embassies or to celebrate pride, the administration fought against the inclusion of this policy, and we will continue to work with members of Congress to find an opportunity to repeal it. President Biden is committed to fighting for LGBTQ equality at home and abroad." Many are noting, however, that the actual wording in the spending bill only applies to flying pride flags over a U.S. facility of the State Department. Here's the actual language, quote, "None of the funds appropriated or otherwise made available by this act may be obligated or expended to fly or display a flag over a facility of the United States Department of State." In fact, Brandon Wolf, spokesperson for the Human Rights Campaign, pointed this out on X, formerly known as Twitter, where he wrote, "Speaker Mike Johnson, terrified of Marjorie Taylor Greene's wrath and an attempt to oust him, tried to peddle an embassy flag provision as his big win. It's a spin from a man desperate to appease a base whose agenda is an unmitigated disaster. A Hail Mary. For what it's worth, the flag provision would continue to allow pride flags to be present in almost all cases at embassies, except flown over the exterior of the building. It doesn't limit a flag on, in front of, inside, at workplaces, etc. So trying to sell that as your big win, Speaker Johnson, is pathetic." The Republic of Georgia, which seceded from the Soviet Union in 1991, appears poised to follow Russia's lead with restrictive anti-LGBTQ legislation. The legislation would define marriage as the union of one genetic man and one genetic woman who are at least 18 years old. Adoption or foster care of a minor would only be allowed by married spouses or heterosexual persons. And any, quote, "medical intervention related to changing a person's gender would be prohibited. All government-issued IDs would indicate only the female or male gender that corresponds to his or her genetic data." The proposal would also ban education and public gatherings it describes as popularizing same-sex family or intimate relations, as well as incest. While not specifically noted in the legislation, Politico points out that holding a pride parade or displaying an LGBTQ flag could be in violation of the bill. In this week's What to Watch, I highly recommend you check out the new Apple TV Plus series, Palm Royale, starring international pop star and actor Ricky Martin, alongside acting divas Allison Janney, Laura Dern, Carol Burnett, and Kristen Wiig. The show is set in stylish 1960s Florida as Kristen Wiig plays an outsider looking in, desperate to infiltrate a Palm Beach high society resort club. Ricky plays Robert Diaz, a mean bartender at the country club whose character becomes central to the theme of marginalized people. While there's certainly a camp aspect of wealthy women dropping hysterical one-liners, the show is really about exploring how people perceived to be different, whether women from different economic demographics or gay people, try to find acceptance. Ricky Martin, who recently celebrated the 25th anniversary of his self-titled debut album this year, told Out Magazine he sees his role in the limited series as a new chapter in his acting career, saying in part, quote, "I want to be an antagonist. I want to be dark. And I want to be hated. I want to be able to shave my eyebrows and be a psycho. I'm just throwing it out there. And if not, one day I'll write what I really need to work on. And maybe I'll produce it. And I'll direct it. And I'll do the whole thing. But this is just an amazing beginning, and I say beginning because I believe this is one beautiful cycle that I'm only starting," end quote. You'll recall, Ricky also starred in Ryan Murphy's critically acclaimed murder drama series, The Assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story, and clearly he enjoys the darker side of acting. On the flip side of life, Ricky shared in another interview promoting the new show that it was his father, a psychologist, who encouraged him to come out publicly as gay several years ago. Ricky told Andy Cohen on his SiriusXM radio show he remembers his dad saying, "I want to help you. How can we do this?" And Ricky agreed with his father at the time, saying, "All right, Dad, I'm working on it. Give me a second. I don't know how. I don't know if it's through an interview. I don't know if I want to write a letter and tweet it. I don't know. But it'll come." Ricky eventually came out publicly as gay in 2010 in a post on his website. He wrote that the birth of his first two sons, whom he welcomed in 2008 with the help of a surrogate, and writing his memoirs, led him to come out following what he described as years in silence and reflection. Today, Ricky says coming out on his website felt amazing, adding, "I wish I could come out 20 times. Make sure to check out Palm Royale, currently streaming on Apple TV+. If you don't have an Apple TV Plus membership, the streaming platform offers a 7-day free trial. Check it out. And that brings me to the end of this episode of The Randy Report. If you enjoy catching up on LGBTQ news in a quick podcast, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it with your friends. I like to think of The Randy Report as the 60 minutes of gay news, only shorter. And remember, you can find me every single day at therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle in terms of politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.